Hello, everybody. It's Crystal again. I am so sorry it's been so long since I've done a podcast episode. Just life has been crazy. just crazy stuff going on. Obviously, with the coronavirus stuff, I am staying home like everyone else should be. Been home since the 22nd from work, 22nd of March. So what do I do in my spare time? Well, right now I'm playing Popcorn Tycoon on the Echo, which is a nice little skill. You pop virtual popcorn and it's just a time waster and addicting and fun and silly and that kind of thing. So I love that kind of stuff. Everybody knows this. I've been reading a lot. If any of you have ever read anything from Heidi McLaughlin, I love her. She's very lighthearted romance. Right now I'm reading a book from her called, not currently, but I just finished one called Fighting for Our Forever. She has two series that kind of interlude with each other here. The Beaumont series is the first one, and I think there's five books in that. But it's about a couple who are high school sweethearts. They get separated and then something brings them back, and then the stories kind of continue kind of intersecting from there. So it's cute. And then Beaumont, The Next Generation, which is the series I'm currently working on and have just caught up on. It's a spinoff of the kids and the relationships that they form and all of that. It's pretty good. And like I said, pretty lighthearted, pretty sweet. Right now, though, I've kind of switched gears again. I'm reading Under the Black Hat, My Life in the WWE and Beyond by Jim Ross. And the reason I picked this book up, I was a huge wrestling fan as a kid. My dad was a humongous wrestling fan, and when I lost him, I lost my wrestling partner, so that was kind of upsetting. And Jim Ross was a very good commentator, as many of you know. Without being able to see and knowing what's going on the screen is kind of important, and he did that like a baseball announcer would do for a radio thing. So yeah, it's been really kind of great. It's a good book. It's about his life and where he is, where he's going. And so much has happened. We have a almost 2-year-old calico kitty now. I've had her for about 6 months. She'll be 2 on the 18th of May. Stella is her name. She's a Cali. She is about 11 pounds and she's a fluff ball. She is black and white and brown and orange, and she has white up her paws, so it looks like she's wearing some white socks. She's a very pretty girl and she's been really good. Can't really think of anything else to talk about at this point, but I just thought I'd pop by, say hello, and see how you all are doing. If you want to talk, get back to me. You should know how to do that by now.